All right, so welcome to the deep dive. And today, we're looking at some really cool stuff, actually. You've sent us some material on how Scotland is approaching AI, and it looks fascinating.
It does, it does.
Yeah, so specifically, we've got excerpts from this talk. It's called May I, you say? And it was delivered at the European Chatbot Conference.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that title because the speaker, they actually poke a little fun at it during the talk.
Really?
Yeah, in a good-natured way, of
Yeah,
course.
yeah, yeah. They seem to have a good sense of humor from what I've seen.
They do, they do.
Yeah, they even share a story about a fire.
Oh.
Yeah, like a real fire they had to deal with the night before the conference,
Oh, wow.
which must have been a little stressful to say the least. But anyway, so our speaker isn't just any AI enthusiast. They're actually the Scottish government's chief data officer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they're offering, a pretty authoritative perspective on this whole topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and they go beyond just, the typical dry policy details. They weave in all these personal touches. They talk about Scotland's landscapes,
Right.
and as you said, even joking about the conference name. So it really brings a sense of energy and personality to the
I
topic.
like that. Makes it more relatable, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's dive into the content itself. So the talk really zeroes in on Scotland's AI strategy, which, get this, they published back in 2021.
Wow.
So that's, way before the current AI hype really took off.
It seems like they were ahead of the curve, really recognizing the potential of AI, and importantly, the need for a really solid strategy to guide its development and use. And their approach, it seems like it really centers on three core principles: trustworthiness, ethicality, and inclusivity, which they emphasize throughout the talk.
And they're not just, paying lip service to these ideas. They've actually like created a real concrete framework to put them into action.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it starts with the Scottish AI Alliance. And this is where the Data Lab comes in. So for those who might not know, the Data Lab is it's this data science innovation center in Scotland.
Okay.
And it's basically a partnership between the government and the Data Lab.
I see.
So bringing together academics, industry folks, and what they call the third sector to collaborate on AI initiatives.
That's really interesting. So it's not just like a top-down government thing. They're really seeking input and expertise from a bunch of different places, stakeholders. And this inclusivity even extends, beyond the alliance itself. The speaker really emphasized that anyone in Scotland, anyone, can join this conversation about AI and contribute to shaping its future.
That's amazing. So it sounds like they've really thought this through,
They have, yeah.
in terms of, the framework and how they're going to go about this. They've also established some really practical tools to ensure a transparent and responsible AI ecosystem.
Okay.
One that caught my eye is the Scottish AI Register.
This is interesting because it's a public record of all AI uses within Scotland's public sector. So that kind of transparency is really crucial for building trust and, accountability. It allows people, citizens, to understand how AI is being used. And, if they have any concerns, they can flag them.
And so to make sure that the AI being developed and deployed, meets certain standards, they have these quality assurance mechanisms built right into the registration process.
Smart. So it's not just throwing AI at every problem. They're actually thinking about the implications and potential risks. And that approach is strengthened by the Scottish AI Playbook, which provides practical guidance for, any organization that's looking to implement AI in the Scottish context.
It's cool that it's described as a collaborative resource. It's
Yeah.
constantly being updated, improved through feedback from the community.
Yeah. So it's not static, it's dynamic, it adapts.
Yeah, it's a great example of their commitment to co-creation and building that, community-driven AI ecosystem.
Yeah. And this collaborative spirit is also evident in the Scottish AI Summit, which is it's a major event they hold to showcase the potential of AI. They had, some impressive numbers at the last one, hundreds of speakers, exhibitors, and attendees. Yeah, it was a big deal.
And they even hold smaller, like regional summits across Scotland.
Yeah, to make it accessible to people outside the major cities.
Again, reflecting that emphasis on inclusivity. I like it.
Yeah, and the 2023 summit, it really focused on answering the big who, what, where, when, why questions about AI.
Oh, cool.
They really wanted to cut through all the hype and provide clear, honest information about AI in Scotland.
I like that a lot, getting rid of all the hype.
Yeah, and they even made all the summit materials available online afterwards.
Really?
For people who couldn't attend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was a great touch. Shows they're committed to making this knowledge accessible to everyone. They also have this State of AI report, which I guess provides a snapshot of how AI is being used in Scotland right now.
It's almost like a reality check, right? Cutting through the hype and offering a clear-eyed view of the opportunities and challenges of AI. And it's not just for the experts either. They've also developed this Living with AI course, specifically designed for the general public.
This is cool. So, you know, for people who may not have a technical background in AI,
mm-hmm.
but they want to understand how it might affect their lives.
Exactly.
It's about empowering people, citizens, to participate in the AI conversation and make informed decisions, you know, about its role in society.
Yeah, I like that.
And what's interesting is they didn't just launch the course and call it a day. They took a really iterative approach, testing it with smaller groups, gathering feedback, and refining it before making it widely available online.
So they're really committed to making this a quality course.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just something they're throwing out there.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And they're not just focused on adults either. They're actually working with the Children's Parliament.
That's awesome.
And the Alan Turing Institute to get young people involved in thinking about AI.
It's so crucial to engage that younger generation because, I mean, they're the ones who are going to inherit this AI-powered world.
Exactly.
We have to include them in the conversation.
So they're doing a lot, it seems like, to raise awareness and build understanding around AI. But let's move on to, you know, the nitty-gritty. Like, how is AI actually being used in Scotland's public sector? Mm-hmm. So the speaker touches upon this, and they use the OECD definition of AI as a starting point.
That's smart because the term AI gets thrown around so much.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's nice to have a clear definition so everyone's on the same page.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So they mentioned several key areas where AI is being applied, and that includes machine learning, machine vision, and large language models.
Okay.
And they give some really fascinating examples.
Cool. Like what?
One that really stood out to me was how the NHS, which is the UK's national healthcare system, is using administrative data to identify people who might have like undiagnosed conditions.
Oh, wow.
So it's a powerful example of how AI can actually improve public health.
Yeah, for sure. Using data to help people. I like that.
Yeah, and they're also using AI for infrastructure maintenance, specifically to monitor the condition of bridges, including the iconic Forth Bridge.
Scotland's climate, I imagine maintaining those bridges is really challenging.
Oh, yeah.
With the weather and everything.
Yeah, so AI can help identify potential issues before they become like major problems.
Makes sense, yeah.
And the NHS is also using machine vision to analyze chest x-rays for signs of potential lung cancer.
Oh, wow. So early detection.
Exactly.
That's so important with cancer treatment.
Yeah. And this technology could really help improve outcomes for patients.
I can see that.
And then there's Marine Scotland. They're using AI for automated identification of marine species.
It's amazing how they're using AI for environmental monitoring and conservation.
Yeah, it can help us, you know, understand and protect our oceans in ways that just weren't possible before.
Yeah, definitely.
The speaker also talks about how LLMs and generative AI are being used to draft communications materials and reports within the government.
Interesting.
But one particularly innovative use case that they highlighted is a multimodal chatbot.
Okay.
That's designed to help people with disabilities access NHS services.
That's a great example of how AI can make healthcare more accessible and inclusive.
It is.
And it's powered by both generative AI and other AI applications. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty innovative approach to addressing, you know, those accessibility challenges.
Yeah. And it's not just a one-off project. It's a product of a partnership with CivTech, which is Scotland's national program for driving innovation in the public sector.
So they're really putting their money through your mouths.
Yeah, they are. And it's really cool to see how they're, you know, using AI to address these real world challenges and improve people's lives.
I agree. It's exciting to see what they're doing over there.
Yeah, we've covered a lot already, but there's still more to uncover.
Oh, I can't wait.
In Scotland's AI journey. Stick with us as we continue this deep dive.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. You know, as we kind of go a little deeper into this whole thing, one thing that really jumps out at me is how committed Scotland is to making their AI development so transparent and accessible. You know,
we
talked about that AI register a little earlier, and it's actually way more than just like a list.
Yeah, Yeah, it's true. The speaker, they actually envision it becoming this like central hub for all these public sector AI uses in Scotland, like this real treasure trove of information, you know. So imagine this, like you're curious about how AI is being used in, I don't know, healthcare or education or transportation. You could just go to the AI register and bam, you can see all these real-world examples of how AI is making an impact, you know.
It's a fantastic resource for researchers, policymakers, really anyone who wants to understand how AI is being used in the real world, in practice. And it really shows how committed Scotland is to being open and accountable about how they're developing AI.
And it's not just about, you know, making information available. They're also encouraging collaboration and knowledge sharing through the public sector AI task force.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect people, from all different parts of the public sector who are interested in AI. They can learn from each other, share best practices, work together to, overcome those common challenges that everyone's facing.
It's like they've created this really incredible ecosystem for innovation to flourish, you know. They're really setting a high bar for other countries to try to follow.
They are. And what's so cool is that their whole approach is so people-centric. It's not just about the tech, it's about how AI can be used to actually improve people's lives,
Yeah, that really resonated with me. It's refreshing to see a government that's really thinking about the impact on society, not just jumping on the bandwagon because it's trendy.
Totally, totally.
It's strategic, it's ethical.
Yeah, and you can really see that in the chief data officer's closing remarks, where they talk about good design principles and really understanding what the public sector needs. They're not saying, let's just throw AI at everything. It's more like, let's figure out what we need to solve and then see if AI can help us do that,
It's about being intentional. You know, making sure that AI is serving a purpose, not just being used for technology's sake.
Absolutely. It's about asking the hard questions. Like, what are we trying to achieve? How can AI help us get there? What are the risks? What are the ethics involved?
And that's what makes Scotland's AI journey so interesting. They're not just talking about AI, they're actually doing it.
They are. They're walking the walk.
Yeah, they're building this future where AI is actually used to create this more, you know, equitable, sustainable, and prosperous society for everyone. It's really inspiring to see how they're putting those principles into practice. And it kind of makes me wonder what other really cool, groundbreaking AI things are happening around the world.
I mean, that's the beauty of this whole deep dive thing, right? We get to explore all these fascinating ideas and learn about all the different ways people are approaching these really big global challenges. And it's not just about highlighting the successes, it's also about learning from each other, both the good and the bad. So we can all kind of figure out, how to deal with this whole complex world of AI.
It's a learning process, right? For everyone. And that's what we aim to do here on the Deep Dive. We want to, you know, make you curious, inspire some new ideas, and encourage everyone to think critically about the role of AI in all our lives. Speaking of thinking critically, you know, the Scottish approach to AI really, it underscores how important it is to try to demystify this whole technology. You know, they've done such a great job at making AI more accessible to, you know, everyday people.
It's so important because AI is often portrayed as this really complex thing, even scary sometimes. But the truth is, it's going to affect all of us. So the more people that understand it, the better equipped we'll be to really shape its future.
It's about giving people the power to participate in the AI conversation, whether they're tech savvy or not.
Absolutely.
And that ties into that whole idea of inclusivity, which, you know, as we've seen, is so central to Scotland's AI strategy. And, you know, that they're not just talking about it, they're actually doing the work to make sure everyone in Scotland has a say in this whole thing.
And that includes young people, which I love, recognizing that, they're going to be the ones living in this AI world.
It's about making sure they're not just passive recipients of this technology, but active participants in how it's developed.
It's about, nurturing the next generation of AI innovators and leaders, right? Making sure they have the skills and the knowledge to deal with all the challenges and the opportunities that AI is going to bring. And fostering that sense of responsibility, that AI is not just a tool for governments or big tech companies. It's something that can benefit all of us. But to really make that happen, we have to work together. across all sectors, generations,
mm-hmm.
to make sure AI is used in a way that aligns with our values and our hopes for the future.
Right, right. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into Scotland's AI strategy, I'm curious to know what really clicked for you.
What parts really stood out to you? What were the most innovative things, the most inspiring parts? What are some things we can learn from their experience and maybe apply in our own lives, you know?
Yeah. Let's keep the conversation going, you know, share your thoughts with us online, send us an email, whatever. Let's keep exploring this fascinating world of AI together.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, me too. It's amazing, you know, how much they emphasize this idea of getting everyone involved.
Right. It's not just lip service.
It's really like baked into their whole approach.
They've really woven it into everything they're doing.
From the ground up, they've prioritized collaboration, bringing in all those different voices, those perspectives, the Scottish AI Alliance, you know, the AI Summit, how they designed it to reach communities all across the country. It's all about that commitment.
It is.
And it goes deeper than that. Remember how they're actively involving kids?
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the conversation through the Children's Parliament and the Alan Turing Institute, it's like they're saying, hey, this isn't just about us grown-ups, you know, deciding things. The younger generation, they need to have a seat at the table, too.
Yeah, they're the ones that are going to be living with the consequences.
Right.
So it's really important to get them involved early on.
Yeah, and to recognize, I mean, they will be the ones living in this world that AI is shaping, and they're going to have to navigate all of those tricky ethical and societal implications.
Right, and we need those fresh perspectives.
We need, those new ways of thinking.
And essential.
It reminds me of that saying, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland seems to really get that, you know? When it comes to AI, collective wisdom. That's the key.
It really is. They're not trying to do this by themselves. They're building this really broad coalition.
Yeah.
And that's what makes their approach so impressive and, you know, frankly, so promising.
I agree. It really does. It drives home the point that, you know, AI isn't just about the technology itself, but it's about the people, right, who are going to use it, be impacted by it, and ultimately, you know, they're going to shape its future.
They are. They are.
And that brings us back to that key message, you know, from the chief data officer. Focus on good design principles. Understand the needs of the public sector. And then, and only then, figure out where AI can actually add value. I mean, it's so simple, but it's really powerful.
It is. It's a good reminder that AI is a tool. It's not the solution.
Exactly.
We still have to do the thinking.
It's like any tool. You can use it, you know, for good or for bad. It's up to us, really, to make sure that its development and deployment are guided by, you know, these ethical considerations and a commitment to the public good.
100%. So as we wrap up our deep dive into, you know, this whole thing, this whole Scotland AI strategy.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what really resonated with you. You know, listening out there, what really stood out to you as being particularly innovative or just inspiring? What can we all learn from what Scotland's doing?
Yeah, what can we apply, you know, to our own lives, our own work, our own context? We'd love to hear your thoughts, you know, share them with us online, send us an email, whatever works for you. Let's keep this conversation going, because this whole future of AI, it's something we need to figure out together.
It is. We're all in this together.
We are.
And by learning from each other and sharing our insights, our perspectives, we can create a future where AI is truly a force for good.
You know.
Yeah. A tool that helps everybody.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. All right. Well, that's all for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.